Cenab-ı Kuruna rahmetullah ve berekatü hocam var My dear brothers and sisters, I think you know that I am not an Aryan. That I am not a half of the Quran. In fact, I am sort of an ummi, because I don't speak Arabic, and I hardly know how to read and write in Arabic. And I am 88 years old, and for the last 40 years, I come here every Friday, and I speak to you simply because my Shaykh, Rahmatullah Alayh, has ordered me to speak. And when he ordered me to speak, he told me one thing. He told me, never say anything from yourself. Whatever you know from the Quran al-Kareem, or Sunnah Muhammadi, or the words of Nabiullah, or what I have taught you, he said, talk only of those. I'm sure there are many amongst you who are much better than I am. But there is one thing which I must say, that I care for you very much, and I truly love you as much as I would love my own children. And I want the best for you, both in this world and the hereafter. And I thank you that you have been patient to listen to me all these years. Before I start off today's khutbah, I also want to announce, as you know, the time is coming to make a qurban. And I have received information from Afghanistan, where we send every year a lot of qurbans, that there the sheep costs $160, and the best price which we could receive here is $350. So we are already sending about 40 qurbans to Afghanistan. So if you wish to do that duty to which we are supposed to do cheaply, and at the same time do a good deed, because there are lots of people in Afghanistan who hadn't seen a piece of meat the whole year, I'm going to have somebody standing out there after the Salat, and you can give him a check or cash, or if you don't have any on yourself, that you can write down an IOU and put your phone number, because we have to send that money very soon. Alhamdulillah, 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 Rabbil Alameen. Astaghfirullah, 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 Al-Lazhi La Ilaha Illahu Al-Hayyul Qayyum, Atubu Ilayh. لكن التلبس والمغفرة والبداية إنه التواب الرحيم وعفو أنا يا كريم وعفو أنا يا كريم وعفو أنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدس يا حافظ يا الله الأبل يا الله الأهل يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشف لنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نون والقلم وما تسترون أم وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها الله تعالى says in the Quran al-Kareem by the inkstand and the pen that which it writes he also says and he taught Adam all the names and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says seek knowledge even if it is as far as China. Allah Ta'ala says also in the Quran al-Kareem, evil is the likeness of the people who reject our messages. They have hearts who do not understand. They have eyes who do not see. They have ears which do not hear. They are like animals or horses. Surah Araf. Thus we can safely say that what is called a human being, if that human being lacks knowledge, he is like an animal, or worse. There is something which disturbs me immensely, which is going on these days in the Near East. There are some people who call themselves the State of Islam. They kill, they destroy. Who are these people? Who are these people who do more harm than the Crusaders have done thousands of years ago to Islam? Who are those people who do more harm than the Mongolians thousands of years ago who came and destroyed, try to destroy Islam? Those are the people who do not know. But are they the only ones who do not know? To be a Muslim is a very simple thing. To be a Muslim is to abide by the Book of Allah Ta'ala and by the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as simple as that. Do we know our religion? I say we, I don't say you. Do I know our religion? Do I know what is Kalamullah, what Allah Ta'ala talks to His Rasul, His Messenger? Do I know what His Messenger did and said? Do I really know my religion? But to know my religion, first of all, I have to also know other things. I have to know mathematics. If 1.5 billion people are all the same, that is like one people. To be able to know my religion, I have to know history. I have to know how to read and write. I have to know physics and astronomy. But neither do I know what is so-called the sciences, nor do I know my religion. The Quran al-Kareem Allah-u Teala says, Euzubillahi minash-şeytanir-racim, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ve attesimu bihabdullahi cemiyen ve la teferruk. Sadakallahu aleyhi. Hold fast to the covenant with Allah-u Teala. Hold fast to the book of Allah Ta'ala, and do not be disunited. Perchance, that is what is most important thing in the knowledge of Quran al-Kareem. Even if we don't know the details of the Quran al-Kareem, even if we don't know, as many Muslims don't know Arabic, if we don't know how to read the Quran al-Kareem in Arabic, but if we do believe that the Quran al-Kareem is the word of Allah Ta'ala and we hold on to it, we will be united, otherwise not. Let us not forget, the Quran al-Kareem did not come to you and to me. The Quran al-Kareem came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was to him that it was revealed, and that is why it says, Qul, say to them, to us, but the knowledge is His. We get it from Him. Bilmen that means. While when he received it, it wasn't just words which he heard and which wasn't just repeated so that we hear it. When it was revealed to him, he became it. When someone asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, said, Ya Aisha, tell me about Rasulullah. She said, Do you know the Quran al-Kareem? The man said, yes. Well, she said, he was the living Quran al-Kareem. So if we do not understand the Quran al-Kareem, as long as we believe in it, there is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala in His generosity and grace, He picked up someone from amongst ourselves, a human being, who was the living Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, we have sent you as our mercy to all creation, addressing to Rasulullah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And he says, and those who believe in him and honor him and follow him and follow the light which has been sent down with him, they are the only ones who have found salvation. And he says, certainly you have in the Messenger of Allah an excellent example for him who hopes for Allah and who hopes to be saved on the day of Yawm al-Deen. Muslim is he who holds Dhukur Allah Ta'ala. Muslim is he who follows the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But to be able to do that, you have to know the hadith. To be able to do that, you have to read the Quran al-Kareem. To be able to do that, you have to know your religion. It suffices not to make one's prayer five times a day, to come to the prayer, the Friday prayer here, to fast during the Ramadan, to pay your zakat and to go to the Hajj. You eat, you sleep, you work, you walk, you breathe. You have to breathe like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to walk like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to work like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to eat and sleep and pee like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, you would be out there in Syria and Iraq and doing what they are doing. That is not Islam. That is not human for a Muslim. Is in a school to become a human being as Allah Ta'ala has meant us to be. We are in a school in itself It is not sufficient. And then Rasulullah talked to Hazrat Anas, my son, said he, listen to me. My son, said he, pass your day into the night and the night into the day without any thought in your mind against anybody. No thought of negativity or criticism or revenge, nor feeling in your heart for any anger or hatred or resentment or disapproval for any human being. For my son, said he, that is how I am always, then you would be like me. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on the men who are right. Ya Rabbi, we have tyrannized ourselves. We have no idea of what you want us to do and what you don't want us to do. Ya Rabbi, bless Ummat Muhammad with the reality, with the truth of Islam. Ya Rabbi, take away from us, from all the horrors and the sins which we do in the name of Islam. Rabb, have mercy on us. Have compassion on us. Lead us with your rahmah. Lead us on the straight path. And keep us on the straight path. And we will be not only a Muslim in name. Ya Rabbi, teach us the truth of Islam. Ya Rabbi, bless us and beautify us with the Azab Muhammadi and Azab Quran al-Kareem. Ameen. Bismillah al-Sayyidat al-Sayyidin Taha wa Yaseen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, who has created us in the form and shape of a human being. Ya Rab, from a drop of dirty water, you have made us. We were nude, you dressed us. We were hungry, you fed us. We knew not to walk or to talk, you taught us to walk and to talk. And every second of our lives you have blessed us with infinite number of such gifts. You know what we need because we realize it, or before we realize it ourselves, and you give it to us. Such gifts that we can never count. But Ya Rab, the greatest gift which you have given us is you have sent us your beloved Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our guide, our example, our prophet. He called us his ummah. He called us his people, his children. Ya Rab, make us worthy to be his children. Make us worthy to be your servant. Ya Rabbi, you have blessed us with Islam. We were and we still are slaves of our nafs ammara, of our egos. Ya Rab, we wish to be your servants, not the servants of our private devil. Ya Rabbi, give us the strength and the wisdom to fight and educate our nafs ammara and turn it into a bullet. Ya Rabbi, you have blessed us with Ihsan. We know right now, as we cannot see you, that you are right here looking at us, not only seeing our outside, but you see our hearts, you see our minds, you see our past, you see our future. Ya Rab, bless us! Bless us with the character of haya, of shame, of the state in which we find ourselves. And that let us realize then that we are not worthy of all these blessings which you pour upon us. Ya Rabbi, give us the ability to be thankful. Amen. And count us amongst the thankful servants. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد المعترف بالبيوان وتعقب الاثران وكر الرددان واستقبل الفرقدان وبرك بروحاه وارواح اهل بيته من التحيات والسلام وبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا 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 وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الانبياء والمرسلين والانبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى أهل ساعتك إجمعين من أهل السماوات وأهل الأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين.